Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Simon and I released a cookbook in July this year. It's called The Food Fix. It's basically been a bestseller and it's available in all good bookstores and to order online. So today I'm going to talk you through one of the recipes in the book that's super easy, and it sort of goes to that place that I quite like, Simon, where you can make a batch of something and then kind of dole it out during the week and it will last quite well.
Yes.
And really make you feel, you know, nourished and like you deserve good things.
I'm so there, Yumi.
This is your 5-minute food fix.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So the recipe I want to talk about today is Japanese pork belly in toffee.
Yes.
And that sort of explains exactly what it is. It's going to be very rich.
Yeah.
You only need a tiny portion. So cook a batch and then maybe have some in a bento box at work 3 days in a row.
Yes.
Maybe some friends come over and they get a small piece with everything else that they're eating from a platter or something.
Mm-hmm.
So pork belly itself, it is quite a confronting cut of meat. Do you do much with pork belly?
I don't as a rule, no.
And why is that? Because it's so fatty?
Yes, partly because it's fatty. Not really, though. I do like it from time to time. It's absolutely delicious. It's just because I'm the only one in the house who's going to eat it.
Yeah. I think there was a bit of a fad of pork belly, do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And people would eat the crunchy, crispy outside rind of it.
Mm.
And it really is quite taxing on your tummy. So,
yes.
So my advice is go carefully. So what I would suggest you do is get a piece that suits your lifestyle. So maybe 500 grams. It's actually quite a small piece, somewhere between 500 to a kilogram, depending on how many people you're feeding. And then cut it into pieces that you can picture in a bento box.
Okay.
Is that a good enough explanation? Yeah. So smallish, snack size, bigger than a morsel, smaller than a meal. And then what you basically do is you cook it down with onion, garlic and ginger in a big pan and boil it up. And what that does is it renders out some of the fat, which makes it easier to consume as a human because our little bodies can't deal with that much. But it also softens the pork and kind of makes the gelatinous parts, I don't know, loosen up or something.
So you're kind of poaching it in water. Is that
in water? But the water has like ginger and stuff in it. So it's getting a few aromatics through it.
Yeah.
And then you retain some of that cooking liquid but drain the rest of it off, and then in a fresh saucepan you make the toffee, which is a sticky, syrupy, flavoursome thing that's going to really suck into that pork belly.
I feel it's all about the toffee.
It is all about the toffee, which is 60 mils of soy sauce, a third of a cup, which is about 80 mils of mirin. And mirin is a sweet rice wine that's very easy to find. I know it sounds like something you'll never be able to find in a shop, but it's actually everywhere. A teaspoon of sugar and then a piece of ginger, so another fresh piece of ginger. And then you're cooking that down with the lid on and the pork in it, and it's going to slowly absorb all those flavours. The weird thing about this pork now that it's cooked, is that it just does not go off.
I mean, really?
I'm not recommending doing a weird Frankenstein experiment with it, but you can have it in the fridge and eat a piece every couple of days and it will last and last.
So maybe we should rename this Timeless Toffee Pork, maybe.
Try me. Test it out. Toffee pork.
Sounds so yum. I've had this. I can vouch for this. It is lovely, lovely thing to have just a little tiny nibble of with some rice, some little cucumbers, tomatoes, bento box. Heaven.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.